Welcome to Tool World. We're your hosts. I'm Gordon Ju.
And I'm David Ju, and we're here to discuss everything about IGF patterns. If you're interested in learning more, make sure to like the podcast.
Welcome back to the Tool World podcast. I'm your host, David Ju, and I'm here with Master Ju.
How's it going there, Mr. Ju?
Going pretty good, pretty good.
We're in our new location here in San Ramon.
That's right. So it's a 9110-C Al Costa Boulevard, a little bit away from our other location.
Not that far.
Not too far.
Maybe
5 minutes?
5 minutes. Five About minute 3 miles, I think it is, down the road. Mm-hmm. Not right. That far. You want to do a quick pan around so they can see where we're at? It's not complete, obviously. We're missing a couple things. Our mirrors got delayed because of the storm, so they're having to reschedule us. But fundamentally, it's pretty intact. We've got classes going on anyway, right?
Anyway, so today we're gonna start off. Just wanted to get your opinions on some different scenarios as instructors, or you know, some things that we gotta look out for.
What do you mean by that?
Well, for you, it's not really an issue because, it can be, but you're an eighth degree. You are on the older side. I don't want to say you're old, but you're on the older side. But you might have instructors.
So you got gray hair?
No, you have no gray hair. You might have some instructors who are like my age, so mid-20s, right? And you have an adult in the class who might be a parent, so they might be like 40 or 50. And we'll just start with maybe that they're a color belt. What are some things you gotta look out for? You know, there is that kind of age weirdness about it. I don't wanna say weirdness, but you have to really gain their kind of respect. They don't automatically respect you.
Yeah, well, first of all, respect is a two-way street. It's not really one. Mm-hmm. Although in Taekwondo, I think we always want to say, you know, sir, ma'am, be respectful to your seniors, although you may not respect that individual. Mm-hmm. So you've got to earn it as well. So as an instructor, yes, I want them to respect me. And sometimes it's superficial, it's just because I'm a high rank, but they actually may not respect me, right? So I need to earn their respect, and I have to earn their respect back and forth, right? So it's a two-way street, and I don't know, how do you do that? Well, that's a good question.
Right. Well,
why do you respect somebody?
Right, that's right? True.
I mean, that's kind of what it is. And it's kind of how you treat each other.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What it is.
Our classes have a lot of children.
Right.
We do have like a family class, and we also have a class for some of our older students where a lot of the adults do show up. But do you do the class differently if an adult is there? Or are you going to keep it the same?
No, it's going to be a little bit different. And one of the reasons is over the years, yeah, you know, you talk about being older, right? Mm-hmm. You've just been around the block, and sometimes you have to tell even children, teenagers, or maybe yourself, right, that is there knowledge from people that are older? Yeah, absolutely, just because they've been around the block a few more times, right? Mm-hmm. They may not know more about Taekwondo. They may not be that good in Taekwondo, mm-hmm. but they've also experienced a lot of things, right? And so just to share something about that, I remember when I first started my first club, I was probably about 24, 25, kind of like mm-hmm. your age. And I was fortunate enough to have students that were much older, teens and young adults, and sometimes adults. Surely didn't have very many five-year-olds. and that's kind of interesting, too, because I think it's just gotten kind of that way. I think in the 70s, a lot of adults were doing martial art. Mm-hmm. Not to say kids didn't do it. And then mm-hmm. Karate Kid hit, mm-hmm. and you had a lot of kids. But anyway, getting back to mm-hmm. what I was talking about. I used to think that, you know, I could do certain things, and I would just think that everyone should be able to do that. And when you have teens, and generally they could. But then what I did find was that you could have a an adult that's much older. Now, I'm not talking about like older.
I'm talking like 40.
30, 40.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's say 30 years old. And, you know, everyone's different in their fitness capability. What have they done physically, even though as a child, young teen? Were they very physical? Mm-hmm. Maybe they may or may not have been, mm-hmm. right? And so we would do exercises, and I go, "You can do this. Just give it a try," like some jumping exercise, right? Mm-hmm. And they couldn't do it because maybe they haven't been working out for a long time, or maybe they just never had that ability, or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And what I did find was that older students may not have that capability and can get injured. And mm-hmm. when you get injured when you're older, it's a lot harder to recover faster than someone that's younger. Mm-hmm. And so I did realize that, oh, okay, yeah, I can do it. Not everyone can do that.
Right, right.
And so I kind of back off on some of that as far as realizing that, yeah, older students, even if they're 30, they may not be able to do it. And I always just say, look, do what you can. Mm-hmm. If you can't do it, that's fine. And you find that with even children as well, some of them can and cannot do certain activities.
Right.
They're just not ready.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's take it a step further, right? So that we're kind of talking about color belt adults. And I'm gonna just put it in the perspective of me.
Okay.
Because I'm still kind of I'll say I'm a low rank. So let's say I'm leaving class, I'm on the schedule to lead class, and you have a black belt adult. Maybe they're close in rank to myself, because I'm using myself as the example, or maybe they're also the same rank as me, and they're an adult, and I'm saying 30s, 40s, a little bit older than me. Is the class different? Is there something that you should do? Do you give that class to them?
Well, that's a good question. You do have those situations. So let's say, well, you're a fourth degree black belt, mm-hmm. and you have someone that comes in who's a fifth degree black belt. Now, should you allow them to lead the class or not? Well, there's a lot of issues with that. You want to be respectful to the higher rank, right? Mm-hmm. However, they are from a liability side. I'm sorry to say that, but from a liability side, they are not covered by your insurance. Mm-hmm. So I would say, no, you shouldn't do that. Mm-hmm. But you want to be respectful, right? Mm-hmm. So you kind of have to take a little chance in that way. It just depends on what you're doing, I think. Obviously, if some high rank is, why don't you do patterns, some fundamental drills? I don't know if that's really an issue, but there can be some issues along that line, mm-hmm. right? Now, we've had situations where I have a low-ranking instructor, maybe a second dan or something, and we have someone that lives in the area who's a high rank, and they come on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. And should you allow them to teach class and not allow them to, respectfully, I would say offer the class to them, and then they can decide whether they want to do the class or lead the class or not lead the class. Mm-hmm. I think that's...
If they're covered in your insurance. Like if they're an employee or something?
Right, okay. Right. Well, I don't know if you have to... Well, there's so many other issues with that, but let's just forget about that. Let's just forget about, you know, those issues, mm-hmm. right? And that is, should you allow a higher rank? Yes, be respectful and say, sir, would you like, or ma'am, would you like to lead the class? Mm-hmm. And leave it to them, because maybe they don't want to lead the class. Maybe they want to work out.
Yeah, that's
you know?
True, too.
So it kind of depends. Now, and we did have a person like that, and they just wanted to lead the class. Well, okay, at some point in time, you're gonna have to say, well, you know, it's great that you're leading class, but you're also not doing the way I want you to do class. Mm-hmm. And so I hired a person, or I have instructed a person to lead the classes because I want them to do it a certain way.
Right.
And so that at some point in time, you're gonna have to say, well, sir or ma'am, we appreciate all your effort.
Right.
But this is the person that is leading the class, and you just have to be respectful to that. You know, we have that as well, where we have a high-ranking instructor who likes to just help out, and that's okay, right? Mm-hmm. But and the lower-ranking instructor is leading the class, and the high-ranking instructor may not like it, like the way they're doing it, mm-hmm. right? And want to correct them. To some degree, yes, help the lower-ranking instructor to correct certain things, right? Mm-hmm. However, it is their class.
Right.
And so you kind of have to let them handle that, right? Mm-hmm. And not to say it's right or wrong. Mm-hmm. It's just that it's their class, and if we have to make corrections, and that's even the case where if we have certain things we have to deal with, even low ranks, is sometimes we have to do it privately. Mm-hmm. And it's not in front of the class, right?
Right.
And if you don't like it, then I guess we just move on and go somewhere else or whatever.
Right.
I say that a lot sometimes.
All right, well, that's going to wrap up our Tool World podcast. Thanks for jumping in. Don't forget to be safe.
Keep training.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Taekwon.
Thanks for listening to our podcast.
We hope that you enjoyed it. We hope to see you next time.